I wonder if you had to sum the Bible up with one word, which word you would choose. How would you describe the Bible in one word? You see, the word I would choose is love. The Bible is all about love. It's all about God's incredible love for you and me. His never stopping, never giving up, always and forever love for each one of us, for the whole of his creation. This is the story of the Bible from page one right through to the end. It's a story of God's never stopping, never giving up, always and forever love. Now, it's interesting because doing the job that I do, I get to talk to a lot of people about God and about faith and spirituality and life and the ups and downs. And, you know, I'll meet people, and maybe this is for you today, I'll meet people who say, well, I don't think God really loves me. I don't really feel loved by God. I'm not good enough to be loved by God. I've messed up. I've screwed up. If you really knew what my life was like, you would think that God doesn't love me. Maybe you're sitting there today and you're thinking, I'm ignored by God. He doesn't see me. He doesn't know me. He sees other people, but he doesn't see me. Now, that simply isn't true. The Bible is a story that tells us that God loves you and me, that he is 100% committed and 100% loving to all that he has made. God will never stop loving you. He never gives up on you. He has always loved you and he always will love you. The Bible is all about God's love. And that's really important as we think about going back to school, as we think about going back to education, whatever that might look like for you today. Maybe you're not going back, but maybe you know people that are going back. Maybe you work in education. Maybe you know people who do. Maybe there's a school just down the road from you and you see the kids going to school every day. Maybe you've got a grandson, a granddaughter who's going off to education. The fact that God loves us is important any day of the year, but particularly at this point of the year, as we go back into education and how that dominates so much of our lives. It's good to know that we are loved by God. He's never stopping, never giving up, always and forever love. The Bible is all about God's love for you and me, and his love that is a more than words love as well. You see, God doesn't just tell us that he loves us, and we see this in the Bible, but he demonstrated his love for you and I. The Bible says exactly that, that God demonstrates his love for us by giving us Jesus, by Jesus laying down his life for you and me. He doesn't just tell us that he loves us. He's demonstrated us his love for us. And isn't that the essence of love? It can't just be words. Love needs to be demonstrated as well. So the Bible is all about God's love. But the Bible is also about how you and I respond to God's love. How humanity responds to God's love. You see, we've got a choice. When we understand that God is love and that he loves us, we can choose whether we respond to his love or not. We can choose to ignore his love, to disregard his love, or we can choose as humans to say, well, God loves me. What am I going to do about that? How am I going to respond to that? And in the reading that we just saw in that fantastic cartoon that we're using in church on Sunday, and that with all the kids and the youth there, we're using that to tell the story of the Good Samaritan. In that story, when you read that in Luke chapter 10 in the Bible, it starts with a Pharisee saying to Jesus, how do I inherit eternal life? How do I gain eternal life? And Jesus says, well, what do you think? How do we inherit eternal life? And the man says this. He says, well, it says to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and also to love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says, well, you're correct. In other words, Jesus is saying that we've got to inherit eternal life, to know our salvation is about responding to God's love, knowing that he loves us. Jesus then says, respond to it. Love the Lord with everything you've got back. Don't just say, well, God loves me. Actually, do something about it. Respond to that love. Love God in return. And also love others. I love this. Because what Jesus is effectively saying here is that to respond to God's love and to love God is the same as loving other people. Jesus is equating those two things together. And he's saying, loving God is equal to loving other people. If you love God, then you're also going to love your neighbour as well. Loving God with all that we are includes then loving people who come across our path. And that's why he goes on to tell the story of the Good Samaritan. He gives an example. He tells a story of what it means to love God, to respond to God's love, and to love others as well. And our front lines are a fantastic place to work this out in our lives. The places where God places us, in our neighbourhoods, in our towns, the places where we play, the places where we exercise, the places where we're educated and in our schools. It's a great place to work out our response to God's love, to love God in return, and to love others. You see, God says he wants us to be people who love him with our whole lives. Not just with part of our lives, but with our whole lives, wherever we go. With all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our souls, with all our strength. He wants us to love him and to love others. And love is a verb. It's not just, as we've just seen, it's not just about saying that we love God and that we love others. It needs to be worked out. Now, back to school Sunday. Here's a little bit of a little bit of education for each one of us. Love is a verb. Can you remember what a verb is? A verb is a doing word. So love is a doing word. Love has activity associated with it. It can't just be something that we say. If we truly love God, that's going to be demonstrated. There's going to be something that we do to show that. And if we truly love our neighbours, that's going to have activity associated with it as well. And Jesus says, I want you to choose this way of life. Love the Lord your God with everything you are and love your neighbours. I want you to choose to do that. I want you to choose to work that out in your life. And the Good Samaritan is a great example of this. You see, that story that we've just heard in Luke 10 shows us that we have a choice whether we respond to God's love or not. We've got a choice whether we love God and we love others. See, in that story, you'll know that this man is going down from Jerusalem to Jericho on that really dangerous road, and he's attacked by robbers who leave him for dead. And two people walk past to start with, the priest and the Levite. These are both men who would say that they love God. They are both people who would say they love other people. They're good spiritual men. They're good godly men. They would say, if you stop them in the street and say, do you love God? The priest and the Levite would say, yeah, absolutely. We love him with everything. As it says in the law, we love him with our hearts, our minds, our souls, our strength. And if you said to them, well, priest and Levite, do you love other people? Do you love your neighbour? They go, yeah, of course we do. But what we see in this story is that although they might say those things, although they might hold that belief within them and truly believe that they love God and that they love others, they choose to do something very different. They pass by, they walk past this man, they don't help him. And then you get this good Samaritan, this character who shouldn't be involved at all. This person who hated Jews and who Jews hated as well. Who, when Jesus introduced him in the story, would have got booed by those listening. He gets involved. And you know, we can think about the priest and Levite and say, well, they didn't really do anything wrong. It's not like they beat the man up. It's not like they robbed him. It's not like they attacked him and did that harm to him. They didn't really do anything wrong. And in many ways, they didn't. You know, they couldn't have been arrested for what they did. They wouldn't be arrested today. If this was a modern day story, they wouldn't have been arrested in the street if they walked past somebody who was lying on the street. They didn't really do anything that's wrong. But Jesus says, do you know what? If you're part of my family, if you're part of my people, if you're part of my church, I want you to be different. I want you to be a people of love. I want you to stand out from the crowd. I don't want you to walk past when there's people in need or when you see someone who needs help. I want you to be different. He says, love is more than words. Love is a verb. Love needs to be worked out in practice. Loving me, he says, means also loving others. Loving God with everything you've got means loving your neighbour too. Not just saying that we love, but demonstrating our love as well. It requires action, just like the Samaritan did. He knew that love was a doing word. He knew that love needed to be worked out. And so what does he do for this man? How does he show his love? Well, he does it in lots of different ways. He gives him his time. He stops. Quite a dangerous place to stop. You wouldn't have hung around. What if the robbers were still there? But he gave him his time. He risked his own safety for this man. That's how his love worked its way out. He used oil and wine. All these things would have cost money for him to have purchased, but he used them on the man's wounds to clean them. You know, the alcohol in the wine would have cleaned the wounds, and the oil would have just soothed that broken skin and those bruises. So he spends money and his belongings on this man. It says that he bandaged his wounds. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because he probably wouldn't have been carrying bandages. So we can imagine maybe he tore some of his own clothes and made bandages to help the man. He gave him transport. He put him on his donkey. And then he says they got to the inn and he took care of him. So again, it cost him more of his time, more of his energy to look after this man. And then he gives 2 days' wages, 2 denarii, to the innkeeper and says, hope this covers the cost of what it's going to take for him to get well. And he says, I'm going to pass back, and if there's anything more, then I'll pay more to help this man. Incredible, incredible demonstration of what it means to love our neighbour. Of what it means to love God and to want to honour him and want to worship him with all our lives on our front lines. And also to then love others. This man, this Samaritan, was just on his front line. Just where God has taken him. And he saw that someone needed help. And he demonstrated that love with action. And we're doing something. He knew that love was a verb. So what's this got to do with you and I? Well, when we think about our own front lines, in particular, those of us going back into education, in whatever sphere that is, God is going to bring people along our paths who he wants us to love. He's going to bring people across our front lines who need us to show love. Not just to say that we love them, Not just to say that we care for them, but to actually demonstrate our love for them. Now, hopefully it won't be that someone's been attacked and we're going to see people by the side of the road or in our schools or in our places of education. But there's going to be other ways, aren't there? There's going to be other ways that God wants us to care for people. And on your own front line, if you're not going back to school, there's going to be ways. There's going to be people that God brings along your path. Just last week when I was on holiday, God brought somebody across my path who needed some help. And there was just this nudge from the Holy Spirit within me saying, "They're your neighbour, go and help them." And I was able to demonstrate that God loves them by reaching out and helping them. There'll be people that God does the same for you. People that God brings along your path. Let's pray. Let's pray for those people going back into education, for students, for staff, for volunteers in school. That they know those people that God's bringing across their path and that they reach out and that they love them and they show God's love to those people. Let's pray for ourselves on our own front lines. That God prompts us when those people are there in front of us. And that we know practical ways we can support them. Let's not be like the priest and the Levite just saying, "Yeah, I love God and I love other people." And then ignoring when people need help around us. Let's be like a good Samaritan. Let's take his example. And let's not ignore those people that God brings along our path. But let's reach out and love them and show them what God's like. You see, Jesus is the Good Samaritan, isn't he? One way of reading this story is that Jesus is the Good Samaritan. And that you and I are all beaten up by the side of the path, beaten up by life, beaten up by the sin in our lives, helpless, unable to help ourselves. And Jesus, as he walks past, doesn't ignore us, but he's done something. He's reached out. He's grabbed hold of us and he's changed our lives. He's saved us, risking putting his own life on the line, giving up his life, spending whatever it cost to save our lives. And in response to that, he says, go and do the same. Go and help others on your front lines, in your schools, in your places of education. Just to finish, this verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 just, I think, speaks into this for us as we finish. It says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. And now listen to this. Who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. You see, we've been the recipients of God's love, of his comfort in our lives. Those of us that know him, we've been the recipients of that. And that's not so that we can go, "Oh, I'm loved by God," and that makes us feel warm and fuzzy inside, although it does. It's not just for that. What does it say here? We've been comforted in all of our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. See, the big story of the Bible is about God's never-ending, never-giving-up, always and forever love for each one of us. He's poured that love into our lives. He's comforted us with that love. Why has he done that? So that we can go and show that same love to other people. That's the story of the Good Samaritan. That's the challenge for you and I today. If we're going back to school, if we're going back into education, go and comfort others, go and love others with the same love that God has shown you. If you're on your own front lines this week, go and do the same. Let's comfort others. Let's be practical ways. Let's help and support others, just as the Good Samaritan did. Let's not just tell people that we love them or that God loves them. Let's show them that love and see God's kingdom grow as we do. We're going to worship together now as we begin to finish our Sunday online together. And this song is just fantastic because the chorus just says, "Yet not I, but through Christ in me." How are we able to show people love in this way? How are we able to demonstrate God's love for other people? It's because of Christ's love within us that spills out to other people. So let's use this as a prayer as we begin to finish our time together.